Before I go any further with this track, I do want to let you know that it's very serious in nature. It does deal with sin in a graphic way at times. The time is 7:59. Old girl just caught a man cheating and gave the other broad a beating. How dare he do this is what she is thinking. Yelling out more curse words than a sailor on a boat sinking. Tears rolling down her face, feeling so disgraced. Throwing stuff in a rage, straight trashing up their place. Came home earlier than originally planned due to a change at work and was surprising the man. But the surprises on her and she preferred to leave. How could he get with someone who has such a horrible weed? As she's walking out the house, he tries to plead his case to no avail. She gets in the car, speeds off and calls her sister on the cell. Explains the situation, saying she is on her way, was done with that dude and now needed a place to stay. Her sister is supportive and tries to ease the cry, saying he is no good and there are plenty of better guys. This old girl responded, tragedy struck. She lost control of her car and hit the back of a truck. Wasn't wearing a seatbelt, her head cracked the windshield. The impact was severe and she was instantly killed. A very abrupt ending to a horrible day. Her family couldn't believe she had passed away. Well, it appears that her life had a tragic end, and this ain't really the end. Nah, it's just the beginning. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceit, lost souls getting took. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceit, lost souls getting took. As her lifeless body laid in the automobile alone, her soul departed and started a journey of its own. She was now standing in front of the Lord's judgment throne, hoping all the good she had done would outweigh the wrong. Jesus spoke to her as he did in reflection over her entire life and had a big objection. You never accepted me, so I don't even know you. Depart from me now, and hell is where you should go to. Upon hearing those words, she closed her eyes and screamed. When she opened them back up, there was a change in the scene. She was now in hell, deeply embedded in flames, and she has no one else but herself to blame. The stench alone is enough to drive somebody insane, but it got much worse. She has unbearable pain. She can hear the terrified cries of other lost souls trying to get away from all the sinners trapped inside of hell's hole. Out of control, mutilating their own bodies over and again, a cycle that doesn't end. She never imagined that such a harsh reality would be what awaited her after a tragic fatality. All hope was lost and she knew she was finished. Even her earthly good looks had now diminished. She now realized she had believed a lie. Everybody doesn't go to heaven after they die. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceived, lost souls getting took. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceived, lost souls getting took. While old girl was tormented in the bottomless pit, a demon laughs, bragging about orchestrating her hit, telling many other demons that he set her up good, and then went for the kill, just like all of them should. She was one of the main targets on the top of my list. The way I got her was so smooth, y'all, it happened like this. The dude she was dating right before she died is mine. I possess him and control is mine. I knew if they had sex, me and her would connect. So I sent them to her favorite club and that's where they met. Y'all know I'm the smoothest talker, so I told him what to say. She was feeling him so much, she let him hit the next day, and that paved the way for me to enter her soul. Once I had that chance, you know I took control. Next thing I know, they was dating in him. She put her trust. It cracked me up how humans build relationships upon lust. I knew it wouldn't be long before her man would cheat. And when that happened, I made sure her in that brawl with me. I arranged for her to get off work early by causing a power outage at a job, you see. She was so excited to get back to the house, only to find another woman in the bed with her spouse. It was so funny to me. Oh, girl went ballistic, and I saw it as a chance to make her a statistic. When she left the house and jumped in a ride, I distracted her while she drove, then she crashed and died. I set her up from the start and used her broken heart to manipulate her actions in such a timely fashion. Well, fellow demons, I'm just about done, but the bottom line is I got another one. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceived, lost souls getting took. Behind the scenes, there are many things going down. Just cause we don't see it doesn't mean it's not around. The spiritual atmosphere is often overlooked, which leads to deceived, lost souls getting took.
All right, before we get out of here, I definitely want to be sure that I'm clear on some things. For one, this is a fictional story in the sense that the characters are made up. I'm not saying these events really happen. I want to make sure that's very clear. I use this story to illustrate the fate of somebody who dies in their sins without the Lord Jesus Christ, which is eternal torment. Hell is a real place. Romans chapter 10 and 7 even deals with the fact that we should not say who shall descend into the deep. So I'm not saying that somebody really died and I'm giving an account of their eternal experience. What I am saying is that we need the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. This is deeper than going to church. You gotta know Jesus for yourself. So I ask you, where do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ?